Hello, this is Shibu Cherian and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is December the 8th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of 1 Timothy chapters 1 to 3. Understand the great mystery of godliness. We read in 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 like this. The words of Apostle Paul. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up to glory. This verse written by Apostle Paul to his spiritual son Timothy is perhaps one of the greatest, most profound statements ever recorded in scripture. Through this verse, Paul was trying to unravel one of the greatest secrets that ever existed until that point of time, which has the express purpose to produce godliness in humans who are born in sin. It is a mystery of godliness since it leads to and results in godliness in those who accept it, and it is great due to its importance and scope. The mystery of godliness points out to the person of Jesus Christ, who is the essence of this mystery and whose work has completed on the earth. He is God's incarnate who was made flesh and was manifest in the flesh as he lived among us. Though condemned as a sinner and put to death as a malefactor, Christ was raised again by the Spirit and was justified from all the false charges with which he was loaded. He was God manifest in the flesh to take away our sins, to redeem us from all iniquity, and to purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Thus the person and work of the Lord Jesus is truly marvelous and wonderful. Apostle Paul elaborates on this mystery of godliness in 6 different phases, as we see now. 1. Manifested in the flesh. This refers to Christ's incarnation, the fact that Jesus became man and lived as a servant for about 33 and a half years. Number 2. Justified in the Spirit. Refer to the Holy Spirit's role in the life and ministry of Jesus Christ. Jesus was vindicated by the Holy Spirit of God in his baptism, transfiguration, resurrection, and ascension. Number 3. Seen by angels refers to the angelic witness of the life and ministry of Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus was seen by angels at his birth, temptation, his agony in the Garden of Gethsemane, resurrection, and ascension. Number 4. Preached among the Gentiles refers to the proclamation of Christ to the nations. From the day of Pentecost onwards, Jesus has been preached among the Gentiles to the farthest corners of the earth. Number 5. Believed on in the world refers to the response of individuals to God's plan of salvation. It describes the fact that some from almost every tribe and nation have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ. Number 6. Received up in glory refers to the ascension of Christ in heaven after the work of redemption has been completed, after which he is seated at the right hand of God in heaven. Let us understand that this great mystery of godliness is none other than Jesus Christ, and it is only when we serve him sincerely can we ascend the steps to godliness in the coming days.